Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
The top stories this lunchtime. Deputy Council Leader fears for its future.
You've got to wonder whether we will actually even be in a position to provide the service. And that's really dangerous, I think.
Could the island's NHS be privatised? There's a call for people to have their say tonight.
A slow slide into privatisation means eventually that people will have to pay for their patient care.
And Britain's Got Talent arrives on the Isle of Wight.
We just have to wait until February, so I think it went pretty well, and we'll find out by February whether we're through to the next round.
Those stories and more coming up in the programme.
The Isle of Wight today with John Weeks.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. It's 1 o'clock. First, this lunchtime, the Isle of Wight Council could become a thing of the past, according to its deputy leader. Steve Stubbings says the financial strain placed on the local authority now and in the future casts doubts over its ability to function. Yesterday, the council announced more than 150 jobs face the axe, a move Unison says will have a major impact on services, describing it as a body blow to staff before Christmas. Steve admits there'll be a knock-on effect and fears for what's to come.
The future for local authorities is genuinely quite bleak, and a small local authority like the Isle of Wight is going to be impacted severely by this. And as there's even talk, I don't make any secret of this, there are even people asking questions about whether this local authority, the Isle of Wight Council, will continue to exist in the future. Because clearly, with the kind of financial constraints that we're under and the enormous cutbacks that we're still facing, you've got to wonder whether we will actually even be in a position to provide the service. And that's really dangerous, I think.
Steve adds, this is an issue we can't ignore.
I don't think the people of the Isle of Wight have quite realised that, and I would really be very keen to hear the opinion of the people of the Isle of Wight about the possibility of us at some point in the future becoming part of Hampshire. You know, it would be a very, very bleak scenario.
There's more detail and reaction online. Head to iwradio.co.uk.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
A public meeting's being held tonight over concerns about privatising the island's NHS. It follows a recent deal between the island's NHS Trust and a private firm to review its estate. Tonight's meeting will include a screening of the film Sell-Off, and it's hoped island residents will turn out in their numbers to voice their concerns. Organiser Alison Logan from Knighton says there's fears the recent deal will be the first of many.
I think, personally, a drop in the care package. It's all put forward as this is just money coming in and, you know, services will be better. But it's been proven time and time again that this is not the case. And, of course, a slow slide into privatisation means eventually that people will have to pay for their patient care.
Isle of Wight Radio will be covering tonight's meeting at the Riverside Centre, which starts at 7:30. We'll have all the reaction tomorrow. You can also follow it online tonight.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Some national news now, and in the last hour, the Chancellor's begun delivering his autumn statement, setting out the state of the country's finances. George Osborne's admitted the deficit is still too high, with Labour accusing the government of going back on a promise to eliminate it. But he's told the Commons, despite that, the UK still has the fastest growing economy of any major country.
Higher growth, lower unemployment, falling inflation, and a deficit that is falling too. Today, a deficit that is half what we inherited. Mr. Speaker, our long-term economic plan is working.
We'll have more throughout the afternoon. A dad's made a desperate plea to help find his missing girlfriend, who walked out of a hospital with their new baby. Charlotte Bevan was last seen in Bristol last night. Matt Steele has more.
Police are urgently hunting Charlotte and four-day-old Zani Tiana. They left Bristol Maternity Hospital severely underdressed for the cold weather last night. The baby's father, Pascal Malbrook, posted on Facebook that he's feeling heartbroken. Officers are investigating a number of sightings and have cordoned off an area near the hospital.
Pregnant women who are at low risk of complications are being advised not to go to hospital to give birth. Elizabeth Williams reports.
Claire Bourdin had her child delivered at a midwife-led centre.
I think it was worth trying and I'm happy I actually went through it.
The Royal College of Midwives wants more women to use them.
The outcomes for the women are better And in midwifery-led units particularly, the outcomes for the babies are just as good.
9 in 10 babies are delivered in hospital. Rhiannon Davies' baby died at a midwifery unit. She blames a lack of expertise.
Kate could have been transferred, she could have been treated and she could have lived.
The health watchdog thinks about half of pregnant women could benefit from not going to a labour ward.
The family of Annie Dawani, who was murdered on her honeymoon in South Africa, has begged her British widower to take the witness stand. Prosecutors say Shireen Dawani organised a hitman to kill his new wife 4 years ago, but his trial in Cape Town is on the verge of collapse. Annie's brother, Anish Hidonker, says if Mr. Dawani doesn't speak, it would mean a lifetime of further torture for the family.
Shireen Dawani has insisted all along that he wants to clear his name, and he had told the court, through his lawyer, since the trial began, dozens of times, that he would help the court with his own version of events.
One of the two men found guilty of murdering soldier Lee Rigby has lost a bid to challenge his conviction. Michael Adebalajo had his application for leave to appeal rejected at the Court of Appeal in London. Both he and his co-accused Michael Adebawale are also appealing against their sentences. The pair killed Lee Rigby near his barracks in Woolwich in South London in 2013.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
Don't let drink drivers get away with it. That's the message from the independent Crime Stoppers charity, which is today launching its own drink drive campaign, as Matt White reports.
Crime Stoppers says it's received more than 190 calls across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight in the last year relating to drink driving. But it thinks people fear reporting it because they're worried they'll be identified. It's today reassuring members of the public that all calls it receives remain anonymous, and it's urging people not to let regular offenders get away with drink driving. The charity says people who call will not have to give a statement or go to court, and says taking action can save lives.
For details on how to contact Crime Stoppers, see our website. There's to be another Isle of Wight festival announcement tonight. Fleetwood Mac were revealed as the Sunday night headliner for the Sea Close Park event next June on Monday. Tonight's announcement will be made at 5. We'll be hearing from organiser John Giddings later.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally, this lunchtime, auditions for next year's Britain's Got Talent are underway on the Isle of Wight. All the slots for today's events at Trinity Theatre in Cowes are taken, as Islanders go all out to impress the show's production team. If they get through today's process, there's a chance they could appear in the televised live auditions. Lucy Morgan is there.
Ladies, hello. Who are you and why are you here?
We are LVB Dancers and we are a dance troupe. We have a studio in Newport and we specialise in hip-hop and contemporary dance, and this is the professional dance troupe of the business.
Well, we heard some fantastic music on stage, so what were you doing while that was going on? Because standing in here, all I could hear was the music.
Well, we were moving quite quirkily around the stage, so we had like a monster, which was the hip-hop section. We had a lot of contemporary technique in there as well. And, yeah, just lots of different sort of movements on stage, really. So it's hip-hop contemporary, really.
And how did it go? If I take a quick sweep here, thumbs up, everybody.
Really, really good. Yeah, really good. Thank you. Really, really well.
And what happens now? Did you feel the pressure? And obviously they weren't buzzing you off today or anything like that, so it was all fine. There was no get off stage or anything like that. So they've filmed you, haven't they? So what happens now?
Yeah, we just have to wait until February. So I think it went pretty well, and we'll find out by February whether we're through to the next round.
That's a long time.
Yeah, we've got plenty of gigs though, so we'll be quite busy, I think, up till then. So fingers crossed.
Fabulous. Well, good luck. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thanks very much.
We'll be hearing more from Britain's Got Talent auditions throughout the afternoon. On our news pages online, find out why UKSA is celebrating and listen again to our interview with John Giddings ahead of today's festival announcement. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. That's the latest. I'm John Weeks.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.